How are you?
Welcome.
You brought the team at the pace.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
How was it? Can I?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I can't hear you.
With your permission. This is Melachi Malek Shekhtar. Melachi Malek chapter 18. This is page 854. With your permission. Page 854, two lines from the bottom. Vahi Yumim Rabin. So the Gemara says that when Eliyahu Navi shut and closed the rain from coming down, didn't really happen for as long as it sounds like it was. Says the Gemara, it was only really 1 year and 2 months. It means really a month from the last year, 12 months, a drought, and 1 month later. So all together really only 14 months, as the Gemara says. But the Navi called it a lot of days because it was very hard. And the Gemara brings proof that sometimes in Torah, in last week parasha also, Isha kitazuv yamay yamim rabim, says the Gemara is 3 days. Even though it's not a lot, it's only three. Over here it says, a lot of days by he, yamim rabim, a lot of days, but really it's not a lot of days. Only 14 months of a drought. The Teliyah, which is the Teliyah Navin, swore in the Norway. דבר השם אל אליהו בשלישית למור, לך הרי הלכה. הקדוש ברוך הוא went to אליהו, appeared to אליהו, and told אליהו, go meet אחיו, in order ויתנה מטר על פני אדמה that should give water on the ground. And the reason, simple explanation is, the reason is, that אליהו did a promise, a swear to אחיו to be no rain, even if Hashem will give rain, sounds like, again, Eliyahu doesn't know what he's talking about. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Eliyahu to go and meet Ahab, and he will is going to explain to Ahab that he is going to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give rain. That's what sounds like. Again, sounds like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is either just he wants to respect Eliyahu Nabi, that he doesn't want Eliyahu Nabi to lose his credibility in the eyes of Ahab, or really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's maybe he needs so-called Eliyahu's permission to give rain. Sounds like, again, it's a doubt, but we'll get later to the bottom of it. But this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu, go appear in front of Ahab, and then I will give rain. One of the answers, one of the reasons the Gemara says, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not take the sadness and the suffering upon Israel without water. And Hashem said, enough. Eliyahu did not think like this. Eliyahu doesn't want to stop it. But Hashem, if you remember last week, we spoke about it, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing something in order to have him released from Eliyahu HaNabi's swear, it's going to be no rain. And Hashem, again, says the Gemara, could not take it, see how much people suffer, so he wants to give rain. Yeah, sounds like that Eliyahu Navi doesn't want it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called wants Eliyahu Navi to release rain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But there was a famine before the rain didn't come,
right? No, it was a small one, that's a big one. Eliyahu went to appear in front of Ahab. The Rav Chatak Veshomron, it's a big famine. Mikra Ahab Elo Vadyahu Asher Al Abayit. Vadyahu. I think they mentioned the name of Obadiah. I have nothing against Obadiah, of course. I mean, don't take it personally. But Ovadia, Ovadia, the name of Ovadia is really two words. Obed Hashem. Work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She doesn't have responsibility. It's not so simple to call somebody Ovadia. The name of a person is a big obligation, a tremendous obligation. Some people, you know, give names and they think, you know, a name is just, you know, look in the Tanakh and you give the name. The name, Aril says, carries weight. It means when the name, you give the name to the baby, says, ah, Baruch Hashem, Moshe, Yosef, Mazal Tov. You have to understand the baby just got the package. And in the package, it says what he's going to go through in his life.
You said the generation
that didn't call
them.
Right. That's the one. That's
the one.
Yeah. That's the first person of Adya, I think, in the Tanakh. But there might be the only one. I'm not sure. I don't remember if I know any other of Adya. Now, this guy of Adya, I'll tell you now, but try please not to figure out the whole thing right away. Ovadia is really a convert that comes from Esau, Edomi. He is the Navi of Ovadia, that he really is the one that has the prophecy, except for Ovadia, that has the prophecy against Esau, that eventually Mashiach will come. But we say every day, Balum Moshim Be'ar Tzion Lishpot Etar Esav, it's going to be, the Mashiach is going to come, is going to go to Iraq or Yemen, the question to which part it is today, and over there Mashiach is going to come from there. This is the last, almost the last, I think that's the last sentence in the book of Ovadia. No, it's not the last, it's not the last. Yeah. So Ovadia, again, is a convert Jew that comes from Esau, and it became a very big prophet. So Ovadiahu is, again, the name of Ovadiahu means that he, a slave of God. This is a dangerous name to give to someone. A dangerous name, especially if you want to give yourself. A slave of God, it's an obligation. I mean, you have to understand, it can lie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you give such a name, it means you're the slave of God. And this Ovadiah has a tremendous description. I know. That's his father arrived just on the right day. The name of Ovadiah, as big as it is, also got the biggest compliment in the Tanakh. Hi, is Nuri okay? When is he fighting Muhammad Ali?
Thank you.
The Ovadia got the biggest compliment in the Tanakh. The biggest. Says the Navi, Ovadia haya yareh et Hashem me'od. That he's so afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we call in English, Cheli. Cheli. Cheli is in Farsi a lot. Cheli. Cheli mamnun. Means thank you very much. Yeah. So Ovadia haya yareh et Hashem me'od. This person, not only he gave himself this name, because, I don't know, he converted. Obviously, chance his parents gave him the name. He gave himself the name, or maybe it's a nickname, we'll get to it maybe later. He has a nickname, or maybe it's his real name of Adyahu. So Navi describes it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a message that he is afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu very, very much. Again, the Gemara says, such a statement you don't say about anyone. There are few people in the Tanakh. The Tanakh are being described as the afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but neither of them have this kind of word, Meod, Cheli, Elat, no one.
Does that mean that Tzatzi Avodah is the name
for Hashem? Sorry?
Does that mean that Tzatzi Avodah is the name for
Hashem? It means that he was, no, it means Ovadiah means he works for Hashem, but he's also so afraid of Hashem, he has Yirat Shamayim. Again, nobody else in the Tanakh gets this kind of statement. Not even Avraham Avinu, not even Yosef, and not Iyov. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah. If you want to... No, it doesn't say the word Yare Hashem. Yare Hashem says about four people in the Tanakh. It's Ovadiah, Avraham, Yosef, and Iyov. The Gemara says, Gadol ma shenemar b'Avadiyah meitzer ma shenemar b'Avraham. The statement about Avadiyah, that how great he is, greater than Avraham Avinu. That's how it is. It's a bit strange. Greater than Avraham, with all the respect to the convert, with all the respect, greater than Avraham Avinu. Greater. Man, greater than Yosef. Yosef said, Elohim ani yareh. Not that Hashem said, but Hashem wrote in the Torah. Probably it's true. Of course it is true. But it doesn't say Me'od. Over here it says Me'od. Elaf. And it says, then, what is really behind it? There's no other information but sentence 4, Vayibe Achit Izebel Tiviyah Hashem, that Izebel, Imach Shima, this was Ahab's wife, a false convert, a daughter of a king of Sidon, that really never had in mind to convert, really pushed all of Israel down. What she did to Ahab, to all of Israel. One day she decided to kill all the prophets. All the prophets. ויקח עובדיהו מאה נביאים, עובדיהו took 100 prophets, ויחביאם 50 איש במערה, he decided to put 50 in a cave. וחלקלם לחם ומים, he used to give them bread and water. That's the only information we had about this guy Obadiah. He took the last, maybe the last, there's no information, but maybe the last, what we call Bnei Nevi'im, the prophet that Am Yisrael had. It means those days the prophets were the ones that used to be what we call today a rabbi. And the last 100 that left, or you have to understand, in those days were millions of Jews. Millions, we're talking about hundreds of millions of Jews, as only 100 left, Izebel Imach Shima killed all the prophets. The last minute of Avadiah took 100, took 50, put them in one cave, took another 50, put them in another cave, and supplied them bread and water.
Because the husband of that lady from last week, that's the one that gave the money for those people, no?
I'm sorry? Yeah.
The husband.
Right. She. He is the husband. This is the lady with Elisha. Actually, we don't know who was the husband. That Obadiah, what he's going to do, he's going to borrow money with interest to supply bread and food for those prophets that he hid. And then he's going to die. After he's going to die, Yehoram, the son of Ahab, will come to the lady. He said, your husband left a big debt of money that he borrowed from the government. And either you have the money right now, or we take your two children to be servants in the palace. Then again, Bezat Hashem will get to it one day. I think it's Melachim Bet, I think. And then the lady went to her husband's grave, to Avadiah. She was a widow. Isha Shonem had a husband. Was a widow. Isha Chad Bnei Nevi'im Tzaka L'Elisha L'Mor. Mordechai Ishi Met. Where is Hashem? So that lady went to the grave of Avadiah and she starts to scream over there. She says, you died, you left me, I'm a widow, I have two orphans at home, and how am I going to pay back this money to the government, to the king now? He wants to take the children to be officers, servants in the palace. And I don't want them to be servants. I want them to be Nevi'im, like you. And he spoke to her from the grave. Avadiah said, you go to Elisha and fix it up for you. Then she went to Elisha Navi, she went to Elisha Navi, and Elisha said, what you got at home? She said, I got nothing at home. I have a little bit of oil. Elisha said, go to all the neighbors, borrow some vessels, dishes, jars, and then you going to fill up all the little oil that you have into all the vessels with so much oil that you'll be able to pay all the debts that you have and to live for the rest of your life with that oil. This is Obadiah's wife. Obadiah's wife, again, all this, the whole information that we had about this guy Obadiah, that he's 100 prophets, put 50 in each cave, and he used to give them bread and water, especially now it was a big famine, so he used probably to, the prices was very high, and he used to borrow a lot of money with interest. So this, what, again, this is not information, but somehow Hamim, they want to explain this, the title that he got, that Obadiah got such a title higher than Abraham Avinu, that he is ready to sacrifice himself, because Izebel Yimach Shema killed all the prophets, and he is doing something against the queen and against his government, that she was ruling really the government, the Ahab was like a toy, and she was really ruling, in Hebrew it's called Golda Meir. She was doing the whole job. And Obadiah is doing something that he's ready to sacrifice his life by taking those prophets and hide them, and also supply for them food, that take debts with interest to supply food to them. Again, from Chachamim said, this is why Obadiah is so great, that he's being described with this description, Yaret Hashem Me'od, is afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much. It means he's afraid of Hashem so much, he's not afraid of Miss Izebel. You have to be afraid of Hashem. Ben Ezra said, the Rebbe said, that if you're afraid of somebody else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not really afraid. Afraid means only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not what I'm saying, that's the root. That Obadiah, that's the name. So Yemer Rachav El Obadiah Olech Ba'aret, sentence 5 with your permission. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu again told Eliyahu Navi, go appear in the front of Rachav. By the way, the Navi tells us at the same moment that Hashem told Eliyahu to appear, Achav called Obadiah, and he tells him, Lech ba'aret v'kol v'ani amem v'kol v'nechalim, go around the springs, around the rivers, maybe you'll find some hay, but be able to give to the horses, to the mules, v'lona chidin amema, and says we'll have some animals left because it's a big famine coming up. So he, Achav and Obadiah, they're going to look for them. So Hamim say, what do you mean, what, you as a king? And again, he was like a puppet anyway, but it means that he doesn't trust anybody in his palace or any of his servants, because it was a famine, that they'll find something, they'll take it for their own use. So therefore he is calling him Obadiah. That Obadiah was like the manager of the palace at the time, and he says, listen, let's go and look to find, maybe we'll find some hay. They're going to look for hay. They decided one is going to take one way, the other guy is going to take the other way. Each one goes by himself. Sentence 10 with your permission, if Eliyahu is on the way, he sees Eliyahu already. Yakiru recognized Eliyahu by Paul Avana, before on the floor, he says, you my master, Eliyahu? He says, yeah, it's me, I'm Eliyahu. Lech emor adonecha ni Eliyahu, go tell your master, means Ahab, that you found Eliyahu. Yomer Obadiah says, Mechatati, did I see anything? Ki atan notent of the chad and Ahab lamiteni, he says, now you give me in the hands of Ahab to kill me. Chai Hashem Elokecha, in the name of God, I swear, im yesh goyim mamlacha, Hashem shalach adini sham levakshecha, levakshecha. He says, tell me if you know any other nation or kingdom that Ahab did not send anybody to look for you. Ba'amu ha'ayin, yishbiat ha'mamlacha, he made everybody swear, ve'tagoy kelo imtaika. This is the Gemara. From here we know that Ahab is one of the three, says the Gemara Masechet Megillah, that ruled the whole world. Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar, and Ahab, and Shlomo, they ruled the whole world. He says, how do you know? That sentence, that how great Ahab is, that he was able to make everybody swear to him all around the world that he never saw Eliyahu Navi. And here you want me, says Obadiah, to Eliyahu Navi, go tell Ahab that you saw me. Well, how can you see you? Go tell me that I should tell my master that here is Eliyahu. Sentence 12, I'm going to leave you. that the wind is going to blow you. I'm not even know where you are. I'm going to tell Ahab, I saw the house someplace. He says, where is he? He's not there. But he's going to say, you make a joke out of me, he's going to kill me. I am very afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I don't know why I deserve this punishment that you go to put me in such a position to say that I don't know what to do if Ahab will ask me where is he and I won't find him. That says the wind is going to blow him. Wind is going to blow him. What does it mean? Wind blow somebody? That's what it means. But that's what it says. It says the wind will blow you. Not the wind will blow you. You can hide. No, the wind will blow you. I don't know. It's invisible. I don't know what it means. A person can be invisible. It says, no, the wind will blow him. By the way, I hope you know, it says, the Obadiah says to Eliyahu, you should know what I did. That the Zebel when she killed all the prophets, you know that I did something good. It says I'm not a bad person. I put my life in danger when I hid those 100 prophets, and now you're going to tell me, go tell Ahab that you saw me. What does that mean? It means I'm going to be killed. Now he's going to kill me. Swearing is in Hashem's name, Ashramati Levana, that I'm standing in front of Hashem. What does it mean? I don't know. Ashramati Levana. Swearing Hashem's name, that Asher Amati Levana, that I'm standing in front of him. What does it mean exactly? Today I'm going to appear in front of Ahab. Elech Obadiah likat Ahab, Obadiah goes to Ahab, Yagelo he meets him. Ahab is going towards Eliyahu Navi, but he told Ahab to Eliyahu, and Ahab says, Eliyahu, says, you're the one that you embarrass and do bad things for Israel by closing up the rain. It's not me that I close, that I do bad things, you and your father, Omri, you are the ones. He says, you left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you believe in idols, and therefore there's no rain. But the Atana, Ushlach Motelat Kol Israel Ava Kamel. It says, now if you want to listen to me, go and gather all of Israel, Haifa. Ava Kamel, Haifa. It's called Dan Kamel.
Very nice.
Very nice. Excellent. I know. There you go. Very nice. Shlach. Tell everybody to come to Haifa. Haifa, what's Haifa? Why not Ashdod? Chulon, Kfar Saba, Tel Aviv, Nebak is too fanatic. Hold the hand, you're too fanatic. Tel Aviv, why do you have to go to Haifa? For what Haifa? What's Haifa? What's so great about Haifa? Huh?
No.
But you have to remember also that
one was a mountain that
big quiet.
Also. Never mind.
I didn't hear what you said.
I didn't hear
it. Arkhamel, what's so great about Arkhamel? What's so great about it? Besides, you have to remember that the Beit HaMikdash right now. Here's the Beit HaMikdash. Eliyahu Navi was in the time of first Beit HaMikdash. So you don't go to Haifa, you go to Yerushalayim. You go to Yerushalayim. What's Haifa? What's so great about Haifa? There's nothing special about Haifa. There's nothing in the Torah about Haifa. Nothing. It doesn't say one time in the Torah the word Karmel, Haifa. So why do you have to go to Haifa? What's in Haifa? Nothing in Haifa. Just gather all of Israel to Haifa. Please get 450. Nevi'e Abal, those are the prophets who do Avodah Zarah of Baal, and 400 Nevi'e Asherad, that they sit down and they have feast with the Zebel, the wife in Machshima. Yishlach Ahab, the Chodni, Yisrael, 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 Ahab listens to him, and he's greeting those, his 450 people, prophets of Avodah Zarah, to Akramel, and he's getting Am Yisrael. Regal Sheliyahu will call her, and again, there's no information how many. What I mean is, I don't know, there's no information how many came. But this is a meeting that Ahav commanded everybody to come to Haifa, to Akramel. Regal Sheliyahu will call her, Eliyahu goes to the nation, until when you're going to jump from one side to the next side. You can't make up your mind if you believe in God or not. If God Almighty is the God, go after God. If you think the Baal, that's the name of an idol, he is God, go after him. Please don't answer him. That's really what the Gemara says, what Chachamim say, that everybody was really confused. A confusion. As you ask him, who is God? He says, God is God, or God is the statue that you have in your pocket? They have it out. I don't know. That's how bad the situation was. Eliyahu says to the nation, I'm the only one left. Even though he knows that 100 that's being hidden someplace, but he doesn't say anything. On the day of Arab al-Khamishim, there are 450 what we call fake prophets, and said, we're going now to make a test. We're going to make a test in Haifa. We're going to prove who is God. I said, how are we going to prove it? Let them choose two bulls, and they should choose one of them. They should slaughter it. They not who should cut it up. Yasimu ala etzim, v'eshlo yasimu. Let them put it on wood, but fire should not be put. Vani yaset aparah echad, and I'm going to take the second bull. Natati ala etzim, v'eshlo yasim, and I'm going to put also on the wood. I'm not going to put fire. Ukatem Hashem Elokechem. You're going to call in your God. It was called in the idol's God, in the idol's name. I'm going to call God. The one that's going to answer us with fire, and this is God. Says, oh, we agree. Finally, we're going to see something over here that a proof, 100% proof. Who is God? If fire is going to come from heaven, it means this is God. If the fire is going to come when you're going to put your bull, it means Chas v'Shalom, the statue that was called the Baal, he is God. Yemen Eliyahu Nabi Abba, since 25, Eliyahu told the prophets of the idols, Bahu lachem apar echad, go choose yourself. Basur Rishona, you do the first one, Ki atem arabim, you're the majority. Yikiru b'shemen o'yichem v'efro tasimu. Call up your God, don't make fire. They call it a power, Hashem Natan Lahem, Eliyahu gives them. So the Gemara says, the Midrash says, I don't know if it was twins, or it was from the same mother, maybe it was twins. Yeah, very twins. It says that there are two exactly the same bulls from the same mother, and they brought them, and the meaning they want to take one and slaughter, they cannot move it. So 450 people try to pull the bull, they cannot move the bull. They cannot move the bull, he runs underneath Eliyahu Nabi's garment, and the enemy talks to him. The enemy tells him what's going on, and says, I'm not going. He says, you crazy? He tells him, you crazy? Those crazy people are going to slaughter me to Avodah Zarah. I don't want. So the Gemara says, Eliyahu Nabi told him, listen, you go, and by the fire not coming, this is how you make it. So again, he doesn't want to go. Eliyahu Nabi had to take him and deliver him to those prophets. That's what says Nabi, the Gemara says, they took the bull that Eliyahu gave them. What do you mean Eliyahu gave them? They brought it. He says, yes, they did bring it, but the minute they're ready to slaughter it, it doesn't move. And says Eliyahu had to convince the bull and tell the bull go along with them through that act that the fire will not come. It's going to be Kiddush Hashem. It's in Hashem's name. It's going to be very big. because the seed is no fried. So they did what the Rabbi told them, they slaughtered him, they cut him, like Kurushim Abad Mabukra the time, from the morning until midday, the calling the Abad and then the inquiry on it. All screaming, let the idol answer us. It means we want to have some fire from that thing. There is no answer. The Pasquale is there, Hashir Asa, they jump, they dance over there. They said they tried to get fire. Chachamim say that don't think when you read the Tanakh this is a joke. It's not a joke. At the time the Gemara says that when Hashem told Rabashi that the koach, the power of the Avodah Zarah was so strong that the Avodah Zarah really sometimes had the power to do. If you remember, the egg of the golden calf was dancing, was eating grass. The idol that Nebuchadnezzar made was talking, of course with all kinds of tricks, but the truth of the matter is the idols, those power of idols had some power, and by those people calling that idol and say give us fire, it's not a joke, it's very serious business, very serious. You see, the nation have a doubt and confusion who is the real God. They really think maybe the idol was called Baal is God. So those people now, that's a test. But that test, you should know, it's not a joke. Not, of course, everybody knows. I mean, yeah. But you have to understand that those prophets had lots of power, and the idol itself had the power. It's not just a joke. It's not something to say, okay, can you get me fire? They had the power. The Am Yisrael was confused. It means there's a very big doubt that a person has, who is God? It's not that he has the Yetzirah. It says, when Yehudi tells them, you know, with God, it says, I have an option. Maybe God is God, maybe God is a statue. Maybe God is a statue. He really believes in it. And those people are trying to get the fire. Very hard trying to get the fire. Vayihi, sentence 27, Eliyahu is making a joke, and it's already noontime, Eliyahu is making a joke. Vayihi, Kirubi Kol Gadol. It says, call, make a lot of noise, try to wake him up. And he says, that person, maybe the new God is taking a nap now. He's making a joke, just making the Gemara there, just to tell us that he's supposed to make a joke from idols. But really, it's a serious business. They're screaming, they're already scratching themselves with swords. They're all bleeding. All kinds of names to get fire, encourage living township. Nothing happened. By the way, if you remember, that this is the guy that built Jericho here, Betaeli, he was lying, Ahab told him, that's what the Metro says, Ahab told him to go lie down under the fake altar what they built over there. And he, in a half told him, when you can hear screaming, match, you have a match, make a fire. So the man in the middle of the stairs, snake came and beat him and he died underneath the altar. So this was a backup, you know, it's like a backup. That you have this backup, you know, what do you call this, the one they had in Manhattan, you know, this little train to go through the diners?
Train.
It's fine, you know what happened, they have a future picture, you heard what happened, got stuck. So they have a backup. They have a backup, they can do it by hand. The backup also broke. Right. People got home to usual picture at 11 o'clock at night. So he was a backup, this guy here, Betaeli, was a backup. It was a backup. Ahab told him in case it won't work, so make sure that you're going to light it. So he was lying underneath. He was lying underneath the altar, and he's going to light it. The Metro said, a snake came and bit him, he's dead now. Yomer Eliyahu lechol ha'am, k'shu elai v'k'shu chol ha'am elav, yirafet et mizbach ha'ashem me'arus, Eliyahu Navi comes, and he calls the nation, and says he's going to build an altar. So the Metro says, which altar is going to build? It says, v'yirafet. It was so-called, he healed the broken or destroyed altar. Says the Gemara, says the Chachamim, that Shaul already built over there an altar. And that altar was broken, and he is going to fix the same altar that Shaul built on Har HaKarmel. And Shaul built on Har HaKarmel, it's not a question, because it was before Beit HaMikdash was built. Now we have Beit HaMikdash. Says, what business you have to do these things in Har HaKarmel? Who cares if Shaul already built an altar in Har HaKarmel? He's going to replace or to fix, to heal the altar that was destroyed, the one that Shaul built in Har HaKarmel and his sacrifice of it. Yikach Eliyahu 12 Tzvarim, Eliyahu takes 12 stones, Kisach Yisrael and Yaakov, the names as the number of the tribes, Asher Yadvar Hashem Elav Lemur Yisrael Shmecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, his name is Israel. His name, what does it have to do anything now with it? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his name to Israel, but, and if his name is Yaakov, it's no good. Yisrael Tzvarim, Mizbeach Hashem Hashem, is building an altar, Vayaz Talak, Vayaz Tatayim Zera, Vayaz Mizbeach, he's making like a little, canal, yeah. Canal around the altar, he prepared the wood, and he snorted the other bull, he put it on the top of the wood, please fill up four pitchers, pour, do it again, the third time, three times, and it says all together 12 pitchers of water, fill, pour a lot of water, the water goes all around the canal, the whole thing is full of water, it says it comes in hot time, God, today everybody will know that you are God. I am your slave, I am God, I am your slave, and whatever you told me to do, I'm going to do. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Says the Gemara, it's a sin, it's a major sin. A major sin to go and make an altar in Haifa. Major sin. The Gemara says, after you have Beit HaMikdash, you may not have an altar any other place. You can't, it's a major sin. It says, you cannot do any sacrifices to God after Beit HaMikdash. Before Beit HaMikdash, you are allowed to have it in your backyard. After Beit HaMikdash was built, it's called Shkutei Chutz, you're not allowed to slaughter. Here says the Gemara, it's a special case. Only case that you allow to do something what we call against the Torah, if we may say, against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not against. Hashem said it in the Torah. Hashem said, here is the very exception. Over here, you're allowed to build an altar on Har HaKarmel, with Barcha, Atid, Kol HaDrim Ele. I did, with your permission, with your command, you, in the prophecy, told me, get them to Har HaKarmel, go build in Haifa the altar, and here I'm going to sacrifice. The question is again, why does Hashem do such an exception, and what is really behind it, is Hashem wants it to be in Har HaKarmel. It says Eliyahu Hanavi, he is going to do that trick at the time that we do Mincha to tell you because Mincha he was answered. Please God Almighty answer me. You are God. The attack with the you are the one that you gave them a way to leave you. What it means that they really believe in you, but the Satan, the evil power, is the one that took them away from you. At the moment his answer is finished, but he called Hashem, it says the fire came from Shemaim, he says the fire came and ate the bull, all the wood, also the stones, also the rocks, and the soil, the earth, everything the fire ate, also drank, if we may say, the water in the canal. And the body already now believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much, and they all fall on the floor. All fall on the floor, and now it's now believe 100% in God. Now you believe 100% in God? That says, until now you don't. I mean, the Pesach HaMikdash is standing. Constantly miracles. There are people over there, they saw the fire that came in the HaMikdash. In time of Shlomo HaMelech. There's constantly miracles in Yerushalayim, in time of David, in time of Shlomo, even after. You don't believe. In Haifa, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I believe, because you saw fire from Shammai, and still the same fire came in time of Shlomo HaMelech. Besides, you have the Tanakh, you read Adi Ashir, you don't believe in Hashem, how can you not believe in Hashem? So you read the Tanakh, you can say, maybe, you know, something happened, maybe Hashem left, I don't know. But to say that I don't believe in Hashem, now I believe it is fire, because you see, if you don't see fire, you don't believe in Hashem. And maybe as a magician, the Gemara says, this is Aneni Hashem Aneni, the Tiryana Yul's brain, they should not say he's a bigger magician than the 450 people. Again, the Gemara says that this is the moment that everybody believes in Hashem, but again, not for too long. Not for too long. It's not going to hold. It's not going to hold. But again, the question is just because they saw a fire. When he heard it, he told them, please catch those fake prophets. I presume they all caught them. They were ready to run. Eliyahu takes all of them, and he, because of him, he slaughtered 450 people. Yomer Eliyahu l'achav, Eliyahu tells Achav, alecho l'shtei, say, go, you can have a good meal. Ki kol hamon agashem, he says, the rain is coming now. Now the rain is going to come. Now I'm going to release the rain. Achav l'chol b'nishtot, Achav goes up to drink, Eliyahu l'achav kamel, agav l'shtei, Eliyahu l'achav. And says, Ahab goes to eat, and in the meantime, Eliyahu is sitting down, and he is putting his head on top of his knees to pray for rain. To pray for rain. That's to pray for rain. God told him, Hashem told him already, I'm going to give rain. So the whole thing wasn't here, delay, maybe for the respect of Eliyahu, or not to embarrass him in front of Ahab, or Ahab should have some kind of belief in Eliyahu. So all of a sudden, Eliyahu is going to pray. He doesn't allow others to pray. Hashem made the whole thing. Hashem sent him. He says, he doesn't have to pray. Nabi says, no, he is going to pray. He goes to tell his assistant, Alena Bet, question who he was. He says to his assistant, go let check. Go on Nahar Kamel, you can see the Mediterranean Sea. Abed El Khiyam. Go look at the Mediterranean Sea and see if you see any clouds coming. Says, no clouds. Says, seven times, go. He says, can you see already a cloud? On the seventh time that he goes up in the mountain, he says, there's a little cloud coming up from the Mediterranean. Please, go quickly, tell Achav, please prepare your chariot quickly, varid, and run back to your palace. Because soon it's going to be such a flood that you won't be able to go home. A few minutes, it says the sky became very cloudy, the rain started to come, it says Achav is going on his chariot. 46. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eliyahu some kind of energy by Shanes Motnam, he prepared his hips by Yaros Lifnei Achav Yochaizal, he's running in front of the chariot to give him respect to the Gemara, you have to give respect to the king, even though he worshipping Avodah Zarah, Eliyahu is running in front of him to greet him, that he should not be by himself on the chariot. I don't know why he was by himself, but this is how Chachamim said. Ahab is by himself on the chariot, and Eliyahu is running like a horse in front of him until he reaches his palace. Okay. So it's not like this one. The Midrash says, Rabotai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create this world, he discussed with the entrance upstairs, Naseh Adam Metzah Menu Kidmutenu, should be create a person, shouldn't we create a person? Is it a good thing or is not a good thing? And Eliyahu Navi was the one that we don't know if he led the party or is one of them. He told Hashem, don't create mankind. He is full of lies. He is not honest. He's saying lies all the time. And says he's making fights all the time. So then we said, don't do it. Anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Of course, this is not the Eliyahu Navi that we have now. This is really a person. But, Eliyahu Navi that we recognize now, that we call Eliyahu Navi, is a person that went upstairs and penetrated inside that angel is called Eliyahu Navi. So again, all creation in Shamayim was an entity that's called Eliyahu Navi, was just an angel. In today's time, that somebody says, Eliyahu, what's Eliyahu Navi? Eliyahu Navi was a person that we read about him, and eventually he's going to go up to Shamayim, eventually he's going to penetrate inside that angel. So now we have entity Eliyahu Navi in Shamayim that was originally just an angel, eventually a person penetrated inside it. He's not the only one. Hanoch also was the same story. Hanoch was also was an angel upstairs. That Hanoch, when he died or when he disappeared, he penetrated inside that angel. The difference is that Hanoch does not come down anymore as a person. He can come down as an angel, but Eliyahu Navi can come down as a person. That's the difference between Eliyahu and Hanoch. But Eliyahu Navi says, are you Eliyahu Navi? Yeah, that's me, Eliyahu Navi. He says, well, looks like this, looks like that. Every time it looks like somebody else, it can be like a goy, it can be like a lady. There's a lot of entities. There are stories through generations. But real stories, not the stories, the small stories. Real, real stories about big tzaddikim, Eliyahu Navi, it's hard to look. It looks like this, it looks like that. It says, all kind of entities. It's a little bit strange. Every time look at why can't he be all the time the same? And again, he is the only angel that comes up and down. Only angel. This is not only angel, this is the only entity that can come up and down. Again, even though there's another person that penetrated into an angel, he doesn't come down as a person. An angel usually does not come down as a person. Usually. But Eliyahu constantly it comes down as a person. Downstairs, even though that he is a very big angel upstairs. Who is really Eliyahu? There's a big machloket around him, but tonight we'll talk about one version, if you remember. This Eliyahu is Pinchas. Eliyahu is Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas, that he is the grandson of Aaron HaKohen. Eventually, his name is going to become Eliyahu, and this is the guy that's running around over here. This is Pinchas. It says, who is really Pinchas? Pinchas really is a son of Aharon, of course, but he also carries inside himself the two neshamot of Nadav Aviv. It means like this: Eliyahu really, his real name is Pinchas. And Pinchas, really, his entity, when he was born, he was the son of Aaron. But after he killed Zimri ben Salu, just the moment that he killed Zimri ben Salu, Parashat Balak. Parashat Balak, no? When he killed Zimri. When he killed Pinchas, he got the neshamot of Nadav Aviv. Who is Nadav Aviv? Nadav Aviv, if you remember, are the nefesh of Adam HaRishon. To be in the nefesh Adam, that says Adam HaRishon's nefesh, what we call the soul of Adam HaRishon, went to the children of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav Aviv, eventually went to Pinchas, and this is Eliyahu. So really, what's behind over here, is Eliyahu is Adam HaRishon. Eliyahu is that entity that rejected the creation of Adam HaRishon, now he is Adam HaRishon. He is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really created. Now he has flesh, and he is walking around. He is a prophet. Hashem speaks to him. Hashem speaks to him, and he does what Hashem wants, of course. But at the same time, he was the angel that did not want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create an answer. Of course, if you remember, Adam HaRishon, if you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, Hashem had in mind that Adam HaRishon should be able to go up and down to Shemaim whenever he wants. And this is really, Eliyahu is going to achieve it. Eliyahu is the first person that's going to be like Adam HaRishon. On creation, Hashem had in mind that Adam HaRishon does not need an airplane, does not need a car. He's going to be like half a person, half an angel. Whenever he wants, he's going to go up to Shammai. Whenever he wants, he come down here. Any place he wants, he can fly, he can come. That's what it says, Ahuach. That's what Zavadiyah says, that Eliyahu Navi, the wind will go and blow him. And says, that's the secret, that Eliyahu Navi, really, the wind blows him. Says, the wind means the wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the wind that we understand outside. It means that if he gets some energy from the wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can come up and down.
Like Moshe
Rabbeinu. That's what the Midrash says, that Moshe and Eliyahu are almost the same person. This is what Abraham Avinu also, if you remember, Abraham Avinu was in Eretz Israel at the age of 70, and the wind blew him back to Haran, also the same thing. And that's what we find later, that Eliyahu Navi is going to disappear, and then the Bnei Hanaviim, the prophets will ask Elisha, where is he? And said, well, maybe Elisha said, well, he went to Shemaim, and said, Shemaim, I don't think so. He said, maybe a wind blew him. Let's say that he was blown by a wind, and he really behind the mountain. This is what do you think is the wind can blow a person behind the mountain? And he said, yes, this is really what Adam HaRishon was all about, that he will be able to fly or to be carried by an energy that's called a wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really the secret behind the Eliyahu Navi, that he is really the power of an angel that rejected mankind because mankind will not do the right thing. Nevertheless, he is now a person that carries, if we will say, the genes and the energy of Adam HaRishon. If you remember, in Sefer Bereshit, in chapter 2, it says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring rain. The Adam Ain La'avod et Adama, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though created mankind, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu already planted the grass and all the trees are there, says no rain, everything immediately will die. Hashem is waiting for Adam HaRishon to come and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the rain that is being given to human being is just because prayers. It's not automatic thing that Hashem guarantees. The Torah emphasizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring rain. He wants mankind, which means Adam HaRishon, to pray for rain. This is really the secret that Eliyahu Navi so-called has the power to close the rain and now to release the rain because he's Adam HaRishon. And Adam HaRishon, if he prays, there's rain. If he doesn't pray, there's no rain. The other man says, I can close up the faucet. If there can be no rain for you, why? Because I am the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me so-called the ability to bring rain. That's what Eliyahu Navi swore, it's going to be no rain, and the drought started, because again, if I don't pray, there's no rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to ask permission from Eliyahu Navi to bring back the rain, because this is the rain is not going to come because Hashem wants to give rain. People have to pray. Eliyahu Navi is going to have to pray. That's for the end of the chapter over here. Even though that Hashem told Eliyahu Navi, I'm going to give rain, Eliyahu has to pray. He said, you don't have to pray. Hashem promised rain. He says, no, rain will come only via praying. That's what Hashem told Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, to pray for rain, otherwise there's no rain. Says the Ari like this, says the Gemara of Masechet Sanhedrin, that really Adam HaRishon min haya. Says the Gemara, Adam HaRishon, we don't know exactly, maybe he went to India, we don't know, there's no information. Kofer Bashem. Adam HaRishon says, Dari, three things he did. He did Gilui Ariyot, he did Shukud Damim, he did Avodah Zorah. The other two will speak another time. So the Gemara says, huh? Yeah. We're not about it. Mm. No, that was good. No. We'll go another time. Now we talk about Avodah Zorah. The Gemara says, Adam HaRishon, Min Haya. Says, Dari, Adam HaRishon did three things in Gan Eden. Gilui Ariyot, Shukud Damim, Avodah Zorah. Says the Ari, Kem Avraham Avinu, fixed Avodah Zara, Kem Yitzchak Avinu, Tikun Shfichut Damim, Kem Yaakov Avinu with the spirit, purity, fixed Gilui Arayot. Ari. Zohar, Ari Zohar. Says the Gemara, Adam HaRishon, I don't know, we don't know about what he had, but he did not believe in the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't believe in the power. Until that's what Avraham Avinu's job was, to fix the Emunah. This is the grandson of Adam HaRishon, Enosh. This is, did not believe in Hashem. The gene of the genes of those people came from Adam HaRishon. Eliyahu Navi says that he had to fix it. Since he is Adam HaRishon, it says his job is not to prove to the whole world this Hashem. Of course, I'm in Hashem. No. I'll show you what's going to be. You're going to collect all of Israel, and they will have a doubt about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how bad the situation is. Again, because of you. You're the Ramavi. So you understand, you're the Marishon. It says, you also in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, you have some kind of doubts about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara says, Adam HaRishon min haya. Adam HaRishon had some doubts about existence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Had some doubts. And it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to fix it. And here comes what we call something very similar to Adam HaRishon. You, Mr. Eliyahu Navi, this is your job now. Your job. But I'll tell you how to do it. And says, well, I have the Tamigdash. That doesn't help. The Tamigdash is nothing. The Tamigdash, Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, was created from that path in Yerushalayim. Akademiko took the soil, earth from underneath the altar in Yerushalayim, made Adam HaRishon, and so forth. So there's the whole thing of Avodah Zarah in Yerushalayim. If you read the whole book of Melachim, and you say, how is it possible? How is it possible that people are in Bet HaMikdash? Comes Menashe later, we learn, put a statue on Bet HaMikdash. That's how is it possible people come to Bet HaMikdash and they don't believe in God? It says, you see a miracle. It says, that's the place Adam HaRishon was created from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took soil from under the altar of Bet HaMikdash. It says that gene that of Avodah Zarah in Adam HaRishon, the creation of mankind from that soil was from under Bet HaMikdash. It says that place now has kind of bad energies, we say, that energy has some kind of power that people do not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People can come to Bet HaMikdash, put a statue inside Bet HaMikdash. In Bet HaMikdash, this statue says Bet HaMikdash that all the miracles doesn't. The confusion. The confusion is because Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, Minaya, because he was created from the top. Hashem goes, and Hashem tells Eliyahu, I want you to go to Harat Harmel. Haifa. Go to Haifa. Says, in Haifa, you're going to build an altar. By the way, as I told you before, the Midrash says, Shaul already built an altar. But Shaul is not a question, because it's a Midrash yet. But anyway, Eliyahu Navi is going to build an altar and fix the altar of Shaul HaMelech that was built on Har HaKarmel. This is what is really the secret between Har HaKarmel. What's the secret between Har HaKarmel? Ineka Karmel Yavo, says the Gemara, Hearim Yekedu Chayelim Yevaot Kivneto. Sounds, you know, we say Halel, sounds like a joke or something. Says, the mountains are dancing. Says the Gemara, which mountains are dancing? Mountains are dancing. It says, Bekset Yisrael Mimitzrayim, which came out of Mitzrayim. The mountains were dancing. This is which ones? Says the Gemara, Carmel and Tavor. Har Carmel, Har Tavor, dancing. It says, why are they dancing? Why are they dancing? What Carmel? Carmel is dancing. Why is he dancing? From the older mountains, maybe other mountains as well. But the Gemara says that this is really the explanation of the sentence that we say in Halel. The mountains are dancing, refer, one of them is Carmel. Carmel is dancing in Israel. When I'm Israel, leaving Egypt, Carmel is dancing. Says the Midrash. The Midrash says that when Mashiach will come, Har HaKarmel is going to move. He's going to go to Yerushalayim. Underneath?
Underneath
Armoyah. Is what is really behind this Carmel business? I don't know if you know or not. I hope nobody is here from Haifa. I don't know if you know or not, but you know, I was born in Israel and I lived in Israel. In the whole country, no transportation on Shabbat. Except from Haifa. In Haifa, the buses are running, also Rosh Hashanah. Haifa is the only city in Israel that Eged allowed to drive the buses. All over the country, you cannot have a bus on Shabbat, on Moadim. No buses. You can have your own taxi. You can have your motorcycle. But there's no buses. You can't have buses. Before Shabbat, 1 hour, all the buses stop. And half an hour after the Shabbat, the buses stop. No town in Israel has transportation buses. Only Haifa. And only Haifa. And the government has no power. The mayor of Haifa, no power.
No,
I'm not Israel Arabim. How could you tell Arabim? Haifa. Ari says. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, when He created originally this world is standing on top of a lot of worlds that were created and destroyed before. Carmel, Hara Carmel, which is a very nice enemy, but Hara Carmel has this kind of, say, Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. So it's a very nice to be in Haifa. The Dan Carmel is a beautiful hotel. But the bus is running over there. And it's because the people in Haifa have the biggest Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. And therefore Eliyahu Navi says that he will take all the people to Haifa, to Carmel. It says, Harim Ragdu Chayrim, when Am Yisrael came out of Egypt, Har HaKarmel is dancing. It says, what you have to dance? It says, this Kriyat Yam Suf, the splitting of Yam Suf was so great that even Har HaKarmel, even Haifa, that the buses are running over there, the people in Haifa, I mean the Carmel, the mountain, believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, say the Gemara, when Mashiach will come, Har HaKarmel will go underneath Har HaMoriah Yerushalayim. What it means is that everybody will agree about Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Har HaKarmel, Sefari, is the place to make sure that everybody believes in Hashem. Of course, in Yerushalayim, it's easier. Of course, it's harder in a way, but it's easier. But HaMikdash, so you take it to Har HaKarmel, and the people will tell you that the whole nation will come to Har HaKarmel, and Eliyahu Nabi will ask him, you believe in God? No. So, I believe in God. Hashem Elohim, such a statement to be said on Har HaKarmel, that's the bigger statement. It says here in Har HaKarmel, Eliyahu Navi, it says Hashem told me to do it. Hashem told me to make an altar over here. It says this is what Shaul HaMelech did. He made this altar over here in order to believe 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's easy to believe in Bet HaKnesset. But the biggest thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you make a proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the places, nobody believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was again the job of Elion Navi, that he is really Adam HaRishon. He has the nefesh of Adam HaRishon that he got from Nadav Avihu, that he was the one that said that he does not want mankind to be created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, decided the opposite. And you, Mr. Elion Navi, it can be your own job. Your own job to bring everybody. This you, we understand just for 1 second, if you don't mind to look back. Chapter 19, with your permission, just the first 3 sentences. It's amazing that we think after this appearance of Eliyahu HaNavi, it's all over. It's all over. Everybody said, we believe in Hashem. We believe in Hashem 100%. And he slaughtered those prophets. As in Navi chapter 19, just to start tonight, just the first 3 sentences, he comes home, Ahab, on the night time, and he tells his wife, the Mirshati Machshima Izebel, what Eliyahu did. He killed those prophets. But Ishlach Izebel Malach Eliyahu, she sent a messenger to Eliyahu. I'm killing you tomorrow morning. He runs away. You run away? A minute ago, you killed the 450 people, and the whole nation said, Hashem Elokim. He says, in the morning, a messenger comes to him, Eliyahu, Izebel promised he's going to kill you. He takes it seriously, he runs away. He says, what's behind it? What's really behind it? It's behind it because Eliyahu Navi was the one that told HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to create a mankind. And eventually he is the one that so-called had this kind of doubt about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His test is going to be continued. And he's going to, if we may say, in nice words, next week with Rav Hashem, you're going to see how he failed that mission. That he failed the mission as an angel that was rejecting the creation of mankind, is going to reject it again, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him, your job is done, and you go up to Shammai. But your job is to agree with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fight for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to try to avoid your mission or to try to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. And Eliyahu Navi is going to have the next test in the next chapter, even though he made the biggest miracle ever on Har HaKarmel, is going to be again put in such a test. If according to Chachamim he failed the test, and Hashem is going to take it back from him.